broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios, it's John and Lance.
On ESPN 97.5 and the ESPN Houston app.
Now here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
Seven o'clock, and look who's in. Well, look who's out. First of all, John Granato's got a member guest golf tournament that will be rained out today. Trying to play golf in the rain. But Rahil's here. He's not afraid of rain. Do you have... No, yeah. Go on that mic. Yeah.
That's my favorite thing about the station.
You never know which mic is working. So you made it. You made it in. You don't have a member guest or anything today? You don't have golf?
No, I do. We just pushed it to 1 o'clock.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. Because we're smart. We know how to use weather apps.
Yeah. So
I don't know how the Pores and Granado's Club do it, but we have.
He uses regular Apple weather apps that come on the phone. Anytime my wife tries to tell me the weather, and she's using her poverty Apple weather map that came with it, I'm like,
what's the
Granato
hardest?
Granato always does that and thinks he's got the most current weather.
Like, it's not
always.
Right. It's not right. What are you doing using Apple? I judge people so hard when they use Apple Maps. Like, dude, what are you doing? Now you're just being a fanboy
reason. But I recognize that Google Maps is probably the best. Everyone says it's the
Google
best.
Maps is the best.
I use it in Tokyo for the subways and everything. Like, yeah. It just tells you how to walk
it's
everywhere to
best.
Go. And I was like, wow, this is really good.
It's so good. It's the best. It has the best data, right? And like real time users, all that stuff. But when somebody pulls up Apple Maps, I'm just like, dude, don't talk to me. We're not going to be on the same wavelength.
Do you think Hawks players use Apple Maps like as a general in a general sense, and that's why they're so far behind?
That was magical last night, Magic City. What's up?
47. I mean, and it's in their own house. What was the run? A 63-17 run, or is it worse? It was worse than that. Like 63-12.
Okay, when did you find out about it? Because there are moments in sports where. Your group text will light up. People will just message you like, are you watching this?
So
this was one of them.
That's exactly right. I had one. And Chris Solis doesn't typically send me stuff like about NBA. And I'm at we have a radio party for some advertisers. And I get a text from him. And I don't even know what it means. He says, 77-12. You don't see that much. In sec Q, and I'm like,
well, it was never that bad. I got a text from my brother-in-law. I have a brother-in-law who lives in Atlanta.
77-21.
Yeah, so I have a brother-in-law who lives in Atlanta, and then a cousin who lives there as well. And they just said, WTF is going on with the Hawks? And I was like, I'm not watching the game. I'm not watching Knicks Hawks. Sorry, right. That's just not on my Thursday night card. So I look up my score app. And it's 60-19.
You can't believe it. I got this. 71-22, still in SQ.
What?
Never seen that in the NBA. And I didn't know. Well, I mean, I knew he said NBA, and I'm like, who's getting beat 71-22? Then my son Mason texts me, Knicks up 60 in the third quarter. And I'm like, what? And so my wife's been on the weather for like 7 days, but so I had to leave the party to get her back. But I couldn't believe it. They were getting beat 83 to, what was the score at half? They were losing by 47 at half.
Yeah.
It's the all time playoff record. 47. The previous record was 41. The Knicks went on a run. Like, so the Hawks were winning 9-5. And then at halftime, and then the run went from there. Like, the Hawks went on this incredible run. I mean, the Knicks did. The halftime score is 83-35, or no?
It was 36.
83-36. At half, in your own building.
Dude, these scores, like, whatever snapshot you found out about,
right.
It was one of those opening week college football. Like, what? Alabama's beating by how? What? Who are they beating? Charleston State by... Oh, my God, they're up 50 right now?
Only this would be like beating South Carolina by that much.
Yeah. No, I'm just saying just the score.
Well, I've never seen that score before.
I've never seen that score.
83 at halftime?
Dude, that was ridiculous. And that's the best thing, right? Like, you will always see something unique. Mm-hmm. And when the group texts start lighting up, that's when you know it's something.
It's something. Something they wouldn't normally be talking
about.
You're
like, hold on. We're taking a break from racist memes to talk about sports? That's how crazy last night was. So, again, for those of you who don't know, the Knicks won the series 140-89, game six. It's over.
Yeah.
We thought the Hawks are going to give them a run, and this could go seven, and it could set up one of the great weekends in NBA history where you have multiple game sevens. All of that could end tonight, by the way.
With the Rockets?
Yeah. No, there's three game sixes tonight.
Well, yeah. Oh, you're talking about all of them going. Yeah.
Like that Sunday that y'all were talking about earlier this week, three game sevens. That's pretty damn good.
Could be.
It could be zero.
It could be zero, too.
And we'll find out tonight. Yeah, it could be crazy.
We'll find out tonight. We do have some Game 7s going on Saturday, like the Philadelphia 76ers. Do you know the Sixers went from being a small favorite to, like, a big dog?
Well, everyone's a big dog.
Big dog.
Big dog.
And then they ended up winning pretty handily. Embiid came back, and we'll see if he decides to play next
game. Paul George.
It's sad.
Paul
George
played well.
Yeah, he did. When Joel Embiid plays more than Kevin Durant, that's a sad. That's not great.
It's a bone bruise.
I know. It's one of the worst injuries you can have.
How? No player has ever come back from a bone bruise.
No player's ever played with that kind of pain.
It's just impossible.
That's impossible pain to play through a bone bruise. You can't do it. It's never been done.
And I like they're not teasing this anymore. They're just like, look, he's out for game six.
Shams just comes out right away, like, out game six. We don't even say game time. Like, if you're the Rockets, I would be wanting to say game time decision just to make them have to prepare.
Oh, there's what preparation?
I would leak to Shams and say, hey, there's a chance he's going to play. He's been practicing with the team, even if it's a lie.
What preparation is there? The Lakers are just going to be like, oh, KD's playing? Easy. Then we'll just do that. Half court trap.
Yeah,
that's
we'll
it.
Trap him as
we'll
soon
just,
as he comes
we'll just
across
double
half court.
Team you because they still haven't figured that out.
You know what pisses?
There's not much prep to go into.
No, I guess not.
It's actually harder that KD's not playing because now you actually have to respect the switches, and the Lakers are having such a hard time on switches right now. When KD's in there, it's just like easy half court trap.
Listen to this. Listen to this. This kind of pissed me off. This is from the article about the Knicks bludgeoning the Hawks. It says game six was the culmination. After winning by 14 points in Game 4 and 29 in Game 5, the Knicks left no doubt in their latest blowout win. Mike Brown, their head coach. The biggest thing is we had to change our offense. Again, not as drastic as we probably did halfway through the year, but we had to change it because every possession was a grind those first three games, especially down the stretch. Karl Anthony Towns orchestrated the offense once again, having cutters moving around and confusing the smaller Hawks. Towns finished with 12 points, 11 rebounds, 10 assists. His second triple-double of the series. Quote, move that cat! They forced us to put our thinking caps on, and they forced us to play different, Brown said. Find ways to make the game easier for our players while putting them in their strengths, while trying not to hinder them. Brown tweaked his offense earlier in the season to accommodate Towns, and it became a more efficient scorer. The alteration has turned Towns into more of a facilitator and has unlocked the rest of their offense. Dude, he just said they gave an example of how they're using their cutters different, where they're getting the ball to, like, this is a complete alteration in a series of your offense.
Yeah.
An alteration. And we've got Udoka who it's the same, like there's really maybe he's making some alterations, maybe you see something. Mm-hmm. I don't know. It just felt like they were just passing the ball more. I don't know if the offense is any different. I just felt like they decided they were going to pass more the last game.
And look, their defensive intensity really ramped up the last game.
It was better.
And look, you're hitting shots. That's the other thing. Jabari and Reed hit shots last game.
Yeah, I don't think
the offense didn't look too much different. You're not going to change up that much with this team, I don't think. I don't think Ime's that kind of guy. You would say JJ is. Not right? JJ lost two of his ball handlers, not just one, and he lost it within a matter of weeks, not the whole season. Like, Fred being out, people still say, you know, like, dude, you've had a whole season to accommodate for this. And I know it's a lost season anyways, but they figured it out for a couple of games, and now the Rockets are adjusting and things are a little bit different. So, yeah, it's hard to do that, but it's also why the NBA playoffs, we do this thing where a two-game snapshot or a three-game snapshot, we just make career-decisive statements. Like, man, got to fire Ime, dude. Mm-hmm. Three games, we got to fire him. It's just three games. Same thing with JJ. Like, wow, look, JJ's a success now. Two games. Look at the adjustments he made.
Plus, and no,
let the whole thing play out. It's one series.
It changes quick.
And we make bold statements.
I will say, you've got to.
And I'm guilty of it, too.
You've got to make, but you've got to be able to make small adjustments when you have to. Like, one of the things he has done, like, he makes defensive adjustments. They started extending their pressure, which I was waiting forever. You got guys.
Yes.
Like, you need to go do the same thing teams are doing to you. Make them uncomfortable 35 feet from the basket. Yeah. Make LeBron work that far out. Make Luke Kennard uncomfortable. You know, I don't know what took so long to really start doing that, because it's really bothered the Lakers the last two. Bothered them. It's really been something they haven't liked. Do you like them today to win?
I like them a lot today.
I do, too, and I know, and it makes me a little nervous, but I do, because I thought they were going to get blown out in the last game, and they didn't. They more than showed up.
Yeah.
So we'll see what happens in this one. I mean, they win tonight. It goes to game 7 on Sunday in L.A., and you just never know what happens. I mean, you know Kevin Durant won't play, but you never know.
They'll
what
just
else
rule him out at halftime today. Like, he's not playing game 7, guys. Don't. If you think KD's going to, no, he's out.
No, I know.
At least
you don't
tease it. I just want a little drama.
I know. How about like,
he's warming up. Give me some hope that KD plays.
The Rockets can put that out there if they wanted to. Although, yeah, you could put that out there as game time decision. That's not illegal
No.
You know, with the gambling stuff. That's not illegal to say he's game time decision.
No, but if you start playing.
Kevin Durant would probably come out like, I don't know where you're hearing that. I'm not playing. Like, shut up, KD.
Dude, KD, let us have a moment.
So why are you ruining everything?
But do you want to mess with the underworld on that, the dark world on putting out fake injury lines?
No.
I mean, you're playing with a lot.
No, but you can say, you can just say game time decision. I mean, it wouldn't be the first time somebody said a game time decision when they knew a guy wasn't going to play. You could at least have LA thinking, ooh, what's going to happen here? What's going to happen here? When the whole time, you know, bone bruise. No one's come back from bone bruise.
But they're probably thinking, man, oh, game time decision. Cool. Now we can relax a little bit. They're probably more stressed that KD's not playing.
Yeah, I know. Do you think they're better with that, KD?
No comment.
Oh.
No comment.
Oh.
How many games have they won without KD right now? Two?
Yeah. No.
And they lost two. Yeah, they've lost one with him.
Yeah.
So they're better.
He's just such a – I've just really – you know, I've never changed on him being just an unbelievable scorer. I mean, maybe the greatest scorer of all time.
One of the most fluid scorers ever.
And James is a great scorer, too. And James has no impact on winning. It's just KD is like his teams are getting rolled in a postseason that he's on. Ever since he left, it's just I look at him differently. I kind of see him, I think, for who he is, which is a great player, but he didn't really care about being a teammate. Like, that's not really his deal.
He wanted to play, being
with the fellas, being in a group. His group chat has nothing to do with other – His group,
he rather hang with his inner circle than his teammates.
James is a lot like that, too.
Yeah.
James is like an inner circle guy. He's not a
He wants to hang with those guys versus.
Yeah.
Like, why would. Okay, but Lance, are you hanging out with AJ after work?
Which AJ?
Not Hoffman.
The producer.
Yeah, Cowboy AJ.
No, but I hang out with Dell and I hang out when he's here 10 to 12.
No.
We kind of hang out.
Y'all hang out? No.
Like, in a way, Dell, you come down to everyone to my office.
And the reason I'm asking is like the age difference between KD and those guys. Like, I'm not hanging out with a bunch of 24-year-olds, 25-year-olds.
No. But he's got to, like, when he came in, I figured he would do something like, hey, man, let's go.
Well, like,
you know,
building?
Like team building.
Like, you think they're going to go attack a zip line course or something?
I don't think he's a team building guy.
To one of those mountain climbing
You guys want to go bowl?
Yeah, team building
guy. Where you guys want to go?
All right, guys.
It's NBA. Just everyone get in a room and smoke together. I don't know. Whatever you do in the NBA to team build.
Hey, guys, I have a treat for you. We're getting a corporate team builder to come in. A speaker. A guest speaker.
You guys ever been to Topgolf?
Yeah.
Kevin Durant and the boys are headed to Topgolf.
On me. Whatever you want.
It's on me. I know. It's pretty expensive. I agree.
Dude, corporate team building events, the worst.
Oh, my gosh. And you see him. You know him when you see him.
Yeah.
I went and hit golf balls at Topgolf the other day because I hadn't hit a golf ball before this golf tournament. I hadn't hit a golf ball in over like 2 years. And on the second floor was two corporate, one table. There were a table where the men and women were all playing together, and there's food on one table. Yeah. Then down a little way in the bay, there's another one. And it's exactly what you're talking about.
Oh,
like,
it's the best.
All right, let's all hit. And they're all, you know, some people are laughing uproariously at other people's swings.
Don't forget to fill out your bingo card, your social bingo card. How many? Okay, you got to find three people who have two kids. Find a person who's been to Italy. Oh, yeah. So you guys don't, you haven't been in the corporate world.
No.
You and Dell haven't experienced the corporate world like I have. And yeah, when you have team building events, you have a corporate bingo card.
Oh, getting to know
and you've
got to
find somebody who's
before
been
you
to the
talk
Philippines.
To people.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and you go up to them, "Hey, have you watched The Gladiator?" And you just you get excited to talk to them. You have a little
terrible.
Common bond.
That sounds terrible.
The worst, dude. The worst. Hey, have you ever been to Rome? Oh, you
is that
have?
One too?
Oh, yeah. Can you sign this for me, please? And then the winner gets an Amazon Dot. A little Echo Dot.
Oh, one of those small
yeah, like
ones.
$20 Echo Dot.
Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Oh, no thanks. That's a corporate. Dell, I know you want to experience
no,
that.
We were at an event that wasn't a corporate event last night. The coworkers and some clients were there. Yeah. It was very casual. We didn't have, you know, we put a name tag on, though, for the clients to know who they're talking to.
Yeah.
So we did have that last night. Yeah. And one client... Nah, I mean...
Why don't you save this for the other side? I want
to
hear this.
Yeah.
I mean, it's happened to me before, and it happened to me again last time.
Well,
it
happens,
I know what it is.
It happens with all of us.
Well, no.
All of us say
no,
this
not
about
like
you.
This.
Yeah.
All of us say this about you.
Well, who's all of us?
Well,
all
just the world.
You mean white people?
Yes.
Yeah.
No, okay.
Everybody.
Or really, no.
What do you mean all of us?
Hispanic people also. I'd say the entirety of the world who hasn't seen you.
Been going on for 15 years.
Yeah, at listener events and whatnot. Yeah.
Happened again.
Oh, we'll tell you what it is on the other side. Yeah. Look at that. I know how to tease.
See, he knows how to tease. You're the worst, Del.
You guys don't know how to tease.
He knows how to tease.
No, you do. You blow the tease.
Yeah, John is a tease blower. If I bring it up, he'll immediately.
There's a lot of phrasing going on right now that may need to be corrected.
By the way, it's a wet and wild Friday.
That's what he said in a text. Ridiculous.
He said that in a text to us.
I know.
You guys ready for a wet and wild Friday?
Like,
is that a corporate thing that y'all do? Come up with names for days?
About?
I know about hump day. I didn't know we had wet and wild Friday.
Oh, it's hump day.
I just ignored it. I saw this. So yeah, I'm not about that.
You just ignored it.
I saw, yeah. I don't know when he texted it. He goes,
last night.
It was 10:33. You guys ready for a wet? I was like, what?
That's my last
that was last night? Oh,
yeah.
Oh,
I went
see
to bed.
It last night.
No, you responded this morning.
This morning. I saw it this morning. I didn't know it was
and then you responded
last night.
Like you're Paris Hilton.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
He wrote
that's
away.
Hot. Yeah, I said that's hot.
That's hot. Okay, on the other side, we'll hear what happened to Dell last night at the corporate. What is it? What was the sale?
It wasn't a corporate event. We were
pretty corporate.
Well, I mean, we didn't have team bonding.
No.
We just met.
You could eat and drink if you wanted
to. Talk to people, but you didn't have to.
Dell stayed off by Sean Mapes, and they just stood off to the side, not talking to anyone.
I have my circle.
Okay. On the other side.
Yeah.
It's a circle within a circle.
Yeah. 7:18. We'll explore that a little bit more. On the Astros split a doubleheader. They got rocked, and then they rocked.
Why'd you bring the segment down?
Yeah.
On the other side.
And speaking of clients, Lance, where would you go if you have an electrical problem?
M&J Electrical Supply. You would actually go to M&J Electrical Supply. I saw Jacob Coker there, the owner, yesterday, as did Dell, as did everyone who was there. And it was good catching up with him. And the business model with M&J is really pretty simple. It's just basically, they've been in business for over three decades now. And it's a very simple business. If you are an electrical contractor, a general contractor, if you're a maintenance engineer, project manager, listen up right now. The chances are you already know all about my friends over at M&J Electrical Supply. They will buy, they will sell, and they will remove electrical. Now, I want to focus on buying the electrical right now. They will buy electrical from you. So if you have a project that you're doing and you have to, let's say, take out all the old electrical supply, electrical stuff, the circuit breakers, transformers, disconnects, you got to take everything out because you got to put the new in to get it up to code. They will actually come and do the removal for you professionally and then buy all that equipment from you. And not for, you know, pennies like you get at scrap. Not at all. They give you much better prices because what they're going to do is they're going to take it out. They're going to take good care of when they take it out. They're going to refurbish the items that they can, and then they can resell that with a one-year warranty, which lowers the cost and the price for project managers if you're looking to purchase something like that. So they have that to sell as well as brand new items, obviously. Anything that you're looking for, they can really lower the lead time for you because they've got everything. They're available right here in the city of Houston, and they have been for years and years and years. Located at Steubner Airline and I-45 North at West Little York. Give them a call. It's family-owned and operated, and your happiness means a lot to them. It's a really fun family. I got a chance to meet the daughter and the wife, and they're great. 713-699-5055. That's 713-699-5055. M&J Electrical Supply.
Listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
It's Lance and Raheel. We got change. We got to get some new things. Here's Lance and his co-host. Or just say, here's Lance and Raheel. Here's Dell and Raheel. Here's John and Raheel.
Yeah,
we should have those. We should just have those in rotation for you.
Well, the guy who would take care of that, you guys should talk to.
So, Dell, what happened to you yesterday?
Yeah, it was a client appreciation party. Just honoring or thanking the clients for supporting us.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah.
Where was it at?
It was at
Republic Boot Company in the Heights.
Yeah.
Smelled of delicious leather.
1836, even.
Uh huh. Had great food, had great drinks. It was, food was actually really good.
Hey, Republic Boot Company, how about you hook your boy up with a cowboy hat?
Why are you their boy?
I'm filling in for John. So that means I'm John.
He should get a hat.
I'm a surrogate.
He's a surrogate. He should get a surrogate hat.
How about with like some initials on it?
John, put RR or put his own brand. What is your family's brand that y'all put on cattle?
I actually do have a brand. I made a brand for my family. Yeah.
Yeah. He has that. Well, like John, some families have coats, you know, the coats and all that.
Coat of arms.
The coat of arms. Yeah. He's got something like that.
Yeah, but John doesn't get a free hat, so why would they give you one?
Because he's got his own brand. He's got his own thing.
I don't think they have their own brand.
He lives in Richmond. You live officially in Richmond, Texas?
I'm in Richmond.
You're officially Richmond, right?
Richmond Rosenberg, baby.
Why would he not get something?
I'm not on the Republican Boot Company side of Richmond, per se.
No, it's not Republican Boot Company. I thought I said Republic. No, you said Republican.
I thought he did, too.
I'm not on the Republican Boot side.
I'm not on the Republic Boot side.
Okay.
I'm on the other side.
Do you have
I'm on the kombucha side of Richmond. Oh, fancy.
I don't even know that side. I'm from the Republic Boot side of Richmond,
You're from the
Texas.
Pecan
I'm from
Grove
Pecan Grove, yeah. Like, we were out, you know, that's... suburbs. We didn't have kombucha sides near there. It was not hipster back then.
I literally not have close a kombucha hipster. Factory and a poetry a library.
That just blows me away that Richmond, Texas has that
it's
now.
It's awesome. It's the hipster. Best.
Are we the new Marfa in Richmond?
It is.
You're the new Marfa?
Yeah. I live in an agri hood. Do you know what that is?
No.
It's an agriculture neighborhood.
That's not
like we're
real.
A working farm, I swear.
Shut up.
We put our, like the community comes together and we plant stuff. And
do you think this is a bit right now, Dell?
No. I swear.
This feels like a real bit. It's a pretty good one.
Has he ever posted about this?
I've never seen him post, but nothing shows up from Raheel or anyone else on Instagram anymore for me. Whoa. It's just fights and girls doing exercises and whatever.
Yeah.
I never see anyone's posts anymore. I think we would have seen if he was on a community farm.
I think this is a bit.
Yeah, no, I don't believe it. What are you planting?
Right now, squash.
This is a lie.
Over.
It's not
a giant
lie. No, I'm joking. It's peppers. Yeah. Peppers are in
no.
it now.
I'm not a chance.
Okay, back to your story. You were at the sponsor party last night.
It's bothering me that I don't know if he's being real.
I'm being dead serious.
He's not being real.
Agro. What'd you call it?
It's agri-hood. Agriculture hood.
I just can't tell. This is a good...
I just don't want to give the neighborhood away.
This is a bit. I just don't...
I swear
it's a good one if it's a bit. I've never heard of this.
It's not a bit. I'm dead serious.
I think he's being serious.
I'm sincere on this one.
No evidence to support it.
There's no evidence.
I'll show you pictures.
Have you brought... Where are the peppers?
Well, they come out Saturday.
Are you doing anything?
Yeah.
In the agri hood? What do you do?
I go once a month to help out the community farm.
Doing what?
Cleaning up, planting, whatever they need. I'm not joking on this one.
It's not a chance.
And we're not even allowed to cut our lawns with gas-powered mechanics.
This is in Richmond, Texas?
Yeah.
This isn't Los Angeles.
No, this is Richmond, Texas.
This isn't Marfa.
It's not. Well, it is kind of like Marfa now.
It is now South.
Okay,
Marfa.
Back to your story. All
right, go ahead.
You were at the sponsor party last night.
Yeah,
or this is
party.
Not a big deal. This happens all the time.
All the time.
So it happens on the show.
But it is interesting for people to openly admit what they're thinking.
What's jarring for people, Dell?
It shouldn't. Okay.
Well, what? What? What?
So I was in a group of people that I know. It was Michael Caro, who's just in here. Sean Mates, Brian McDonald, and Lexi, who's our social media
people who
team,
work here.
All who work here. So we're having a conversation, but it is about the clients and if we're wearing name tags. So if they don't know us, they do, and they hear us on the on air, they can come talk to us and go, mm-hmm. Hey. So one of the clients walks up to me, and I'm talking with the people I just mentioned. So he pauses a little bit and then he waits for a pause in the conversation. And he goes, are you Dell? I was like, yeah, I'm Dell. And the first thing he says is, you're not what I was expecting.
Oh.
Yeah. Now, that's not the first. You've heard that for how many years of your life?
Well, when it comes to radio, generally my entire time in radio, it has happened. But what he meant was, as you might imagine, for some people at least.
Well, now before you say what he meant. Means
man.
How many people who are listening right now are about to be surprised who didn't know?
I guess I think because we all have the internet that you can find.
You assume nobody, but not many people look you up though.
Yeah, right. So it's just not how it
okay,
goes.
Okay, so do you want to do your big reveal to everyone okay. listening?
It's not a big reveal. If you go on the website, you know what I look
yeah, guys,
like.
Guys, listen up. He's right. About to be a big reveal.
But he was surprised. But he didn't get into specifics. He just said, I didn't expect you to look like this.
What, like height? Wait,
no,
what?
No.
We don't know at this point.
He didn't say, we didn't go beyond that.
We're not
that.
Sure what that means. We think it means height, but we're not sure.
So he
or maybe that he was not wearing a hat.
I get that a lot when people meet me in person, like, oh, you're a little bit shorter than I thought. Hmm. So is that what he was
wearing? He did not say. It was just, it was known but unsaid, and we kept it moving. We got into a conversation about the Texans. He wanted to know what we thought about their projection for this upcoming season, but it was like, hey, I didn't expect you to be this, and he was a little surprised. That's all.
And be this,
like,
because he didn't.
At this point, we're not sure.
He didn't expound.
At this point.
But I was picking up what he was putting down.
What do you think it meant, though?
I imagine he didn't think I'd be so jovial.
Okay,
that's
okay.
A good one.
Because there's another one that people usually have with you.
Okay, well, was it? When y'all talked about the Rockets.
We didn't get to the Rockets.
Okay, so with the Texans, did he keep asking, like, hey, are you a Will Anderson Jr. fan? Or are you more of that new offensive lineman that we just saw?
Yeah, are you a Keelan Rutledge fan?
Yeah, are you a Keelan
Or are you a
Rutledge?
Henry To'o fan?
Did he keep bringing up
players?
He
at no point pulled a Stone Cold from the Longest Yard and said, That's how a white man blocks. He didn't do that.
That's a famous meme now.
Hey. Talk about Rutledge. He didn't do that.
Okay, so
cheers. Big diet for you. Reed Shepard, your guy.
It was a huge day for us.
Did he say Reed Shepard, your guy?
No, he
or
didn't.
Was it like, hey, I'm in Thompson,
it had nothing
your guy.
To do.
I thought you were a Reed Shepard fan. Did anyone say that?
No, it had nothing to do with that. It was all about the Texans, and did they do enough this offseason to keep themselves in contention?
All right, so here's the big reveal. Dell is black. Now,
giant
whoa.
Reveal.
Yeah, so big reveal. How many of you? I'll let you call in right now if you literally never knew that.
This
if you've
what
been listening,
do.
If you've been listening to the show, this is what
Friday.
We're doing. It's Friday. It's a wet and wild Friday, Dell.
I heard.
713-780-3776. If you didn't know, and you've been listening, short term, long term, you didn't know Dell was black. 713-780-3776.
You were confused. If they can't just call in and go, well, no, I didn't. Explain why. What were your preconceived notions of what black people? Act or sound like
yeah.
that got you confused.
It's 7:30.
And you're in a safe space. You're not going to be judged
if you're
here.
Willing,
you can use a fake
if
name.
If you're willing to call
I'll
in
start
about
it.
This,
Raheel can start it.
I'll start it. Okay.
We can't judge anybody. We have a private text string that we can't. So we can't judge anybody.
I'll just ask.
Well, here come
questions.
The phone lines.
Yeah, here we go.
Here we go.
Don't even.
There's
them.
A lot of people. A lot of people who are very surprised. The big reveal hits kind of hard.
Yeah. Did you
when
know
they find
Del
out Dell's black, yeah.
And you got to tell us why.
Yeah, but he's not like, but he's also like likes Avril Lavigne black.
Paramore.
He's like Paramore. Yeah, well, actually everyone likes Paramore, I found out over the years. He's more like Evanescence. He likes Vans Skater Tour, like the Warp Tour. Like he's that. He's that.
He doesn't drive a Dodge Challenger.
No. Or Slingshot, one of those, you know, the
oh, yeah.
the cars with one. Yeah, you don't have a slingshot, do you?
I don't think
so. No, Hellcats, what are they called?
No, it's called slingshots.
They're slingshots, right? With one wheel here and then two. And then you always have to play music really loud.
When the OGs are unless you're in Galveston.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. When the OGs are in Galveston, it's the best.
Well, that's where a ton of them, but you just have to drive down Westheimer.
You'll see them.
Yeah. You'll find plenty on Westheimer. Plenty on Westheimer.
What, rent it for Friday or Saturday night?
I don't know. I just know
who's
it's not
driving
a
around in one normally. Like, well, is anyone driving to work this morning in one of those?
No, it's a wet,
you're
wild
not
Friday.
Somebody,
you
but can't. That's what I'm saying. You would go to a Vans Warped Tour or go see Korn reunion tour.
I would not go see Korn.
You wouldn't see. You wouldn't be in a Hellcat. That's,
I would not.
You wouldn't
Korn.
Be in a slingshot.
Don't
that's
make
the whole
stuff
point.
Up about me.
You might see a Korn reunion tour.
Hold on. There's some things that are real. Some things that are not. I would never go see Korn.
Well, you don't have to be embarrassed about seeing Korn.
I've never seen
Freak
it.
On a Leash.
I admit I go see bands of Vans Warped Tour. I told Bun that my favorite band is Dance Gavin Dance. You think I'm embarrassed? I just don't see Korn.
Okay, ask the listeners. I want to see what they think.
Let's see if they were surprised. Who's up, Raheel? Just
you
say
got
a name.
Boulder is the first up.
All right, Boulder.
This is
Boulder, is this surprising to you about Dell, the big reveal?
Well, it's not actually surprising. First of all, I love the show. Been listening for quite some time.
Appreciate it.
When I first started listening, I was unsure about his ethnicity. And then one day he made reference to a Joe Budden podcast. And I was like, he is one of us. Shout out to you. Love the show. Thank
wow.
you, guys.
Appreciate it.
I got layers.
One of us.
I got layers.
One of us.
You try to put me in this box. Oh, he likes Avril Lavigne. Because I still push back. Oh, as an 18-year-old, I like a pop star.
Right.
Kill me. But I like a lot of things. You just try to put me in a box.
Joe Budden's podcasts are nothing but fights now between the hosts. They just argue.
Yeah, it's part of what
non-stop.
They do.
Mm-hmm. It's so bad.
And that Dr. Kumar,
Umar. You're not one of us.
Yeah.
Well, I meant Umar. I said Kumar. It's totally different.
That's a different. That's Manish Patel's podcast.
Yes. Yeah, totally different podcast.
Okay.
Dr. Umar fights with everybody, though.
And Elkin.
This is going to be good.
These aren't real names. Elkin, what's going on?
Good morning. Yeah, it is a real name.
Okay.
And good morning, Jen. Very distinguished voice. I had to Google it right now. I'm one of these guys that goes in and out. I'm from the Bay Area. I'm from California, brats. You guys probably don't want me here. But, yeah, Dell, no, definitely, man. Never thought you were a brother. Never.
Wow. See, Dell? Is that what you've been going for?
Very distinguished voice.
And, you know, Dell doesn't
up,
have
buddy.
A...
You keep it up.
Yeah, keep it up, Dell.
Surprisingly awesome. Distinguished.
JJ on Twitter has a question for you.
Go ahead.
Dell, can you please say ask?
No. Don't play into this stuff. Don't play into this stuff.
Oh, you're playing into it.
No, I'm trying to get you not to.
Okay, back to your slingshot comment.
Don't say ask. But go ahead. Back to the slingshot.
The OGs love slingshots.
Mm-hmm.
And why are you playing Sade on a slingshot?
Now, I've never seen that.
Oh, I've seen
You've
it.
Seen Sade on a...
They
by
will
the way,
blast.
I hate that it's actually Sade.
Yeah, it's
It
Sade.
Should only be Sade.
It's Sade.
It's got to be Sade, right?
It's Sade.
I see people see Sade like it's,
no,
like
who
it's
throws
actually...
No, in the R?
Dude, I've seen it. I've heard it forever. Like, it
Del
can't
say
be
Sade.
That.
Is it Sade or Sade?
I can't trust him. He doesn't listen. I can't trust
him.
I thought we already talked about it. We can't trust
the
him.
The OGs will just play... Awesome R&B music.
Okay, well, that's fine.
Yeah.
It's just like, don't be so predictable
okay.
with the music you play. Play something. Yeah. Play something
Speaking
like that.
Speaking of music, at 8 o'clock, I want to do a segment with you.
All right.
Resurrecting bangers.
Okay. That's so, fine.
Songs that we thought that would be more part of our lives right now, but they aren't.
And also, if anyone thought John was black, you can call 713-780-3776. I don't get that as much.
No.
We do get the one on Dell. We don't get that one on John
not,
as much.
I don't think anybody.
Not as
if
much.
If you called in to think John was black, they know he's not black. He doesn't like dunks.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hates dunks.
They work on your jump shot.
Literally get so angry when a dunk is shown.
Yeah, you knew.
What is this highlight? Well, all they do is show dunks. Like, well,
John's
I mean.
John's in favor.
They're not going to show a bunch of mid-range jumpers.
He's looking for the two-hand chest pass.
Yeah. Reverse pass at the top of the key is amazing.
Look at this pocket pass.
The fundamentals.
Pocket pass is pretty.
Ooh.
It's pretty dope, though. I mean, John Stockton started it for our people.
Oh, a little angle.
John Stockton, and it was picked up by Steve Nash, who's also one of us.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, we've got a long history of pocket passes for white point guards
and pocket passers.
Mm-hmm.
And pocket passers. Yeah, that's a good point. I didn't think about that. That's a good thing. So congratulations for those of you who just found
we got
out.
One more.
Okay.
Well, guys, let's take one more. We get a
Donovan break. Wanted to call about something else. We'll get to Donovan.
Okay, Donovan, you're up next
for a regular call. But Dave, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm talking about that other caller. What, a black man can't have a distinguished voice?
Exactly.
What we're saying is what we're saying. What are we talking about here?
Dave, do you have a slingshot?
What?
Dave doesn't have
a what?
Dave, don't answer his call.
Don't answer anything.
Don't answer
what he
said. Dave. Thank you. Dave. No, we're not
letting you ask questions to listeners. Like Dave gets to make the comments and ask. Dave, go ahead. Anything else you want to say?
No. I just want to say, honestly speaking, I kind of knew he was, you know, black, but kind of not hood black. You know what I'm saying?
There are differences. Cool. We're not a monolith.
Hold on.
We're not a monolith.
He called you a Barnes & Noble's black.
I did work there.
I know. That's why I said it.
Right. Yeah. They said not hood black.
Yeah.
He said Dave.
I will admit. I mean, it's not where I grew up. That's all.
He's more Neil deGrasse Tyson than Mike Tyson.
Well, that's not bad. Dave, thanks for the call. We appreciate you being part of the show.
It's pretty good, huh?
That's actually a really good one. More Neil deGrasse Tyson than Mike Tyson is actually a banger right now for the first hour.
He's a little uppity to me.
Oh,
Neil deGrasse Tyson.
Oh, big
yeah.
time.
Yeah. Neil deGrasse Tyson.
You can't say that.
He's a total
you
pain
can't
in the
call
ass
him uppity.
At this point.
I can't.
Yeah,
I just agree. I just said big time.
Yeah, yeah, okay. We can agree with you.
Got it.
Say it again.
What?
So we can agree. Say it again.
He's a little uppity to me.
Yeah, I mean, you said it.
You said it, not me.
Out of your mouth. Out of the mouth of babes.
And I can say that because the reveal is I'm not white.
That's right.
You're not?
That's right.
I'm not.
He's black, but
distinguished.
Distinguished voice and Barnes & Noble, as you called him.
He's a B&B.
There you go. And he actually worked there.
As opposed to a white?
No, I can't say that.
I can say it.
I mean, no, anyone
AJ
can say
told
it.
Me I could.
AJ told you?
Yeah, remember when I filled you in, I asked AJ, I said, hey, AJ, am I allowed to say those two letters?
Well, it's just two letters. You can say that.
Yeah, I asked him. I was like, is it okay if I think I was referring to somebody.
Everyone knows, scary.
And he was like, yeah.
You see that on a tweet. That's not, you don't want to be that.
Mm-mm.
You don't want to run into that.
Okay, what do we have on the other side?
Yeah,
Donovan, who actually has a serious call, will
okay,
get to
good.
Come
a serious
back.
Call. This is what's, when Raheel comes in, this is what happens to the show. It's a Wet Wild Friday, and this is what happens.
Do you feel good saying that?
I didn't make it up. It's corporate.
It's a Wet and Wild Friday,
it's
bro.
It's corporate. I didn't make
it's
this up.
It's not corporate.
But you gotta, Real said in the corporate world, they do
you're
this
You're
stuff.
Saying it too bland. You got to like... So, like, kind of do it like Laura Reynolds. Throw a little sexy.
Wet and wild. Like that, or?
No, it's a wet and wild.
Oh.
You have to emphasize how wet and wild it is, yeah.
So now I know.
Be safe out there, because it is wet.
We need a female. We need a female to call in.
I'm just talking about the rain, nothing else.
Hang on.
No, I'm not.
We need a female to call in so we can capture a voice and start using this. Hey, guys, it's a Wet and Wild Friday. Something like that. Mm-hmm. You can capture it, and whenever it rains on a Friday, we can use it moving forward.
You like that, Del?
No.
Yeah. Okay, I don't like the noises coming from his microphone. 713-780-3776. It's a Friday edition.
You're listening to John and Lance.
Broadcasting live from the Huntington Bank Studios. Here's John Granato and Lance Zierlein.
All right. 7:46 here on ESPN 97.5. Lance, Raheel, Dell. We're all here today. It's a Wet and Wild Friday is what they're calling it. What they say.
That's what the streets are saying.
The streets are calling it a Wet and Wild Friday. So we'll see. And it is going to rain much of the day.
Yeah, it was bad last night. I woke up to hail.
Really?
I just heard bang, 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 bang,
but
bang,
that's
bang.
Richmond. Y'all have crazy weather down there. So.
No, it's not like the Midwest. It's not.
Yeah, Tornado Alley is
it's
where
not
you
tornado
live.
Tornado Alley.
You live in you live in Hail Alley. So that's why it's different. All right, so we've got. So there was a lot of foolishness going on in that last segment. Let's get back to some real stuff here with Donovan.
Yeah, let's talk sports.
Let's see what Donovan has to say. What's up, Donovan? Thanks for hanging in.
Hey, what's going on, guys? I called in to talk about Little Rockets. Shout out to Raheezy stepping in for John coming off the bench.
Yep.
But
next
I
want
to give a little shout out to the Rockets when they went down 3-0. Man, I was like, man, I ain't kind of checked out on the series, but now I'm kind of checked out in. I like the way they've been playing. But I just got a quick question. I throw that out there, and y'all can talk about it. what if the Rockets, as I was watching them play, what if the Rockets, I just thought, what if they had Adams, what if they had Van Fleet, what if they had Kevin Durant? So I was thinking, if everybody came back healthy, what if they just run it back with the same squad next season? I don't know what the contract situation is on Eason, but if they can run it back with the same team, they've been battle-tested. I don't know how far they're going to go in this series. If they do win, I don't think they get past Oklahoma.
No.
Well, let me ask you. They are going to run it back. The only guy going to be gone might be Tari Eason. So everyone else that you're talking about is all going to be there. How do you think it's going to go?
I think they'd be come out a whole lot better. I think they challenge it all the way. I think they'll challenge OKC. That's the only person I see in their way going to the championship.
Mm-hmm. And that's
San Antonio, maybe.
Yeah, I mean, same thing as this year.
If
those
they
are the
can
two
stay
tops.
Healthy, though.
Yeah, so you're asking
if we can stay healthy all the way to the playoffs, and that's the big ask.
So you're asking. Appreciate the call, Donovan. You're asking Kevin Durant and Steven Adams, who are both older players, to stay healthy, which they couldn't do this year.
And ultimately. Fred. Fred's not.
And Fred. That's
Fred's
true.
Coming off an ACL still. It's not that.
And Fred.
I know ACL's
I just always just
better.
Assume ACL's just fine.
But still, you have to worry about it. Like, you're still coming off of that.
Hold up.
KD's going to be 38?
Yeah. Yeah, that's true. KD's going to be 38.
I felt like this year was...
We got lucky with him being this healthy for the whole regular season. And what happens? Just collapses right into a heap of bones when it matters most.
Bone bruise.
Why did I just see Deion Sanders doing a Depends undergarments commercial?
Because why not? Because if the bag is there, you take it.
I know. When do you, at what point do you stop, like, at what point do you start saying, you know what, I've crossed that line now. I'll do a Depends undergarment
It's
commercial.
Easy.
When?
It's when they talk to you and they go, hey,
No,
Lance.
When you're in your 30s.
No. It's when the brand comes up to you and goes, hey, Lance, we're thinking about doing
Well, let's say,
Depends
let's say
commercial.
Every year.
You want it?
Let's say every year. I'm not at that point. Let's say every year from age 32 on, they ask Deion Sanders. I mean, there's no way he was just going to take. He has the bag still.
How old is Deion?
Deion's like 58, I think.
That's it?
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Yeah, Deion's like 58.
I thought he was
59
like
at the most. No,
I thought he was older.
No. No.
58, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that is early.
You'd be doing Depends.
I would say 63. 63 is okay. my.
But you would probably do it earlier.
I would.
Yeah.
I would take.
Would you do it now?
I would sell out for money the fastest out of all of
No,
us.
You always have. And for lower amounts than you should.
Yes, yeah.
Well, this has always been startling about you is how little the money has to be for you to do things that I always thought, ooh,
I'm sorry.
That's low.
I grew up in an era where literally rappers told me that cash rules everything around me.
Mm-hmm. Everything around
Everything you. Around me. So now we're
but
paying dividends off
But did they specify how much cash?
They never specified it. Cash is cash.
I felt like when Wu said that, cash, like a reasonable amount of cash, rules everything around me.
So, no, but then it would be cream. Like, there'd be two R's in there.
Yeah, that's true. It would change things.
Yeah.
Or maybe you roll your R's? I don't know.
Cream. Cash. Reasonable cash. See, then it's cream.
Yeah.
It just doesn't. Yeah. Cash rules everything
reasonable
around me.
Reasonable amount of
if
cash.
It depends. Men's garment, underwear, or whatever.
But
they
for
come
Deion,
up to,
though?
They came up to me right now at 41. They're like, hey,
but
Raheel.
Deion just signed a new deal in college. Like, for Deion, he's doing Depends.
It's more money's good money.
Because they've come to us before and said, hey, well, you want to do a commercial for this company who does the ED pills? I'm like, no, I'm good, bro. I'm not taking that money.
You don't want to do the ED
I'm
money.
Still out of that money. It's The money's not the good ED enough. Money. You'll take it.
I'll take it.
Okay.
I'll take both of them, the pill and the money.
I mean, what difference does it make?
Yeah, who cares? Oh, you're
would
telling
you say
me, you're I, telling me another 100 horsepower in your car isn't good?
Well,
my car's
no, I'm
fast.
Not saying that, but would you say, okay, what if they tell you have to say you use these things?
I only speak on products I use.
Well, it depends. Are you using?
I'll be,
well, I guess you could if you could do it intentionally.
Yeah, why not?
Yeah.
They said, hey, man, we want to hook you up with sponsorship.
It's a lot. I'm still not there.
$50,000 a year to wear Depends around?
I'm still not there.
I've done it for way less.
This seems like Deion, who's Mr. Cool, all of his stuff, and now he's just about the bag.
Hey, man, That's how you make things cool, is you brand up with Dion.
Yeah, but that's not. He does everything now. The streets are wearing
Depends.
He does stuff with Aflac and Depends. Mm-hmm. Like, what's happening to his body? He's just falling apart. All right, 7:53.
Well, we've got people who want to inform the ignorant in that room why he does the Depends commercials.
I don't. Oh no! Wait a minute.
I mean, he had the whole thing.
Oh, I feel bad. That's right. He had
bladder cancer.
Is that what? Are you sure that's what it was?
Yes.
Yeah. It wasn't kidneys.
No.
Y'all don't have to tell me. You're right.
That's right. We forgot about that.
My
bad.
That's
on us.
That's on us. That's really, it's not a well thought out show.
We kind of just run with
it. We just say things. You're right. Yeah. That's why he was out for all of last year, right? No.
Most.
No, when was he out?
He coached.
No,
last
He coached. He was just.
He announced. Yeah,
that's our bad. That's our bad. We forgot.
Bladder removal surgery in May of 2025. So it's been a year.
Full removal?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't know if it was full, but yeah.
Yeah, that's our bad.
Yeah, the Colorado coach uses the product.
Of all the times that you fact checked the show and you just let it roll?
Sorry, you have to blame yourself for that, for not me jumping in because of the. It's previous
all right.
segment.
Yeah. All right. You guys are right. We should have answered the call. You should have answered the calls and put someone on so they could have told us.
Because of the previous segment and the questions about my ethnicity, I had to go rewatch a clip from the Joe Budden podcast. So I wasn't really listening to what you guys were up to.
But even then, it depends. Like, I know they partner
independent
with
from that.
It's, yeah.
Reheal's
it's
question.
Still, I'm real.
Independent from all that, this Reheal's just like, I
still
want
to question this a little bit.
And ED pills, you'll do.
Yeah.
That you'll do anything. Yeah. You'll do most anything.
I will. Yeah.
We've gone down this road before. It's actually alarming.
Yeah.
Honestly.
GFP. Yes.
I don't know what that means.
No, I'll tell you off air. Well, when you hear it, you'll get it.
Y'all don't have to call. You're right. We were wrong. That's our bad.
Sorry.
That's our bad. Yeah, we didn't totally forgot about that with Dion. So.
Yeah.
But it did set up Raheel saying, I will do anything for cash.
Everything.
Yeah. Everything.
Everything.
I remember that famous phrase from New Jack City.
No, I don't remember.
See, I would talk in your talk back, but I don't trust
these mics. Don't do it. Don't do it.
It's going to go on YouTube.
Yeah, it'll go.
I don't trust.
It'll be on the stream. Don't do it.
Okay, when we get back, let's talk a little bit of the Rockets Game 6 tonight.
Yeah, we'll go Rockets Game 6. We may need to combine breaks, but we'll do something.
That's already been done.
We'll do something.
No, we still got time. We can still talk about it.
I said I've already combined breaks.
Oh, so we're on track now.
All right, so we'll take a break real quick. When we come back, we'll get into the Rockets Game 6. Yeah. This is big Game 6.
8:30, I want to do Resurrecting Bangers.
8:30.
We'll do that.
Wait until 8:30.